From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, a day to honor veterans and remember the sacrifices that so many men and women have made for the United States. And today, we're talking about the educational and employment opportunities for veterans in the La Crosse area. In this half of Newsmakers, we're focusing on the job scene for veterans. Unemployment is up nationally, and the numbers are even worse for veterans. But there are people working to help veterans get jobs and encouraging employers to hire veterans. Earlier this week, I spoke with veterans and people who work with them in the La Crosse area. Jackie Helgeson is Western Technical College's Veterans Certifying Official. Chris Harnage is an Army veteran and student at WTC. Jim Gaussman, La Crosse County's Veterans Service Officer. And Rick Larson. He's the local Veterans Employment Representative at the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and Office of Veterans Services. He also served in the Army for 24 years. Larson starts out by talking about the overall job scene for veterans in the area.
It's tough. I mean, with the economic situations that we have, it's tough for veterans or anybody. There was a part-time temporary position at the brewery, part-time temporary. 150 people applied for the job. So it is tough out here. We do have some veteran-friendly companies out here, LHI, Home Depot. They are veteran-friendly. We have a lot of veterans in school that will come and want part-time jobs, you know, either on the weekends or at nights. We try to help them with that. We help them write resumes, cover letters, assessment testing, workshops on employment, interviewing techniques, job searching techniques. I think the job center is one of the best kept secrets we have in La Crosse here. There's a lot of benefits that a veteran can glean from going there, free computers that they can use, and it's just a myriad of assets that they can use. But getting back to the unemployment, Wisconsin has a 13% unemployment rate for their veterans, which is higher than the country average of 11.7%.
And that's for veterans nationally?
That's nationally. Okay. So there is legislation trying to be passed now to find veterans jobs, not only in the state. They have initiatives also to hire veterans, have businesses. They get tax credits for hiring veterans. But also nationally, they're trying to come up with new ways, new programs. So it's not just a La Crosse, Wisconsin problem or a Wisconsin problem. It's a national problem. And everybody's pulling that way, but we still have great strides to make yet.
I'm wondering if you can talk about the skills that soldiers acquire while they're in the military serving overseas. And are many of those skills transferable once they do return home in the job market?
There's a lot of transferable skills that they glean from military service with discipline, integrity, you know, showing up for a job on time, you know, that type of discipline. But not all jobs in the military transition to civilian jobs in the workplace. So although everybody will have transitional skills that they have from either the military or schooling or life in general, it's still tough out there. Right now in Fort McCoy, we have a transition assistance program ongoing right now. It's a 2.5-day course. When Chris went through, it was a day course. When I went through 11 years ago, it was a day and a half course. So it depended upon where you were at, what installation you went through as far as transitioning assistance. But at Fort McCoy now, we do it quarterly. It's a 2.5-day event, and they go over through all their benefits. They go through the VA. They go through how to look for jobs and help with resumes and cover letters. And so it's more intensive than it was when Chris and I got out, and it's a good thing. But they're also trying to update the TAP program. The TAP program hasn't changed in the last 7 or 8 years.
And what's the TAP program?
Transition Assistance Program for when veterans get out of the military, whether they've just done their one hitch and got out, or they're 20-year veteran or guards or reserves also go through it, and their spouses.
Chris, do you want to expand on that?
Yes, basically what they did is they did provide services for you to apply for regarding benefits packages if you wanted to start your educational program right there and then. They also helped you review your medical records. You basically got copies of all your service records, including medical records, before you left the military. But they developed a way for you to try to figure out what you wanted to go into. Transitioning out of the military, again, it's very difficult, you know, if you have a lot of concerns. I think when you sit down for a whole day or 2.5 days, you start thinking about everything that's going on around you. And there is a lot of information thrown at you, but it is readily available. If you talk to the right people, they will put you or point you in the right direction. Again, some people choose to go in the military or go into education right away versus going into the labor force. For me, that was a good thing because it helped me slow down a little bit because I was fast-paced at one point in time. At the same time, it gave me a chance to figure out what I wanted to go into, what's available in the market.
And can you talk about some of the skills you acquired while you were in active duty and how that's transferred into, you know, the career path that you're thinking about going into?
Well, you know, he touched on a few things here. One thing about being accountable for your actions, but some things in your job, like, for instance, I did explosive ordnance disposal. It's basically the military's version of bomb disposal. A lot of that stuff is not available to come out to the civilian market. Now, unless you choose to join a certain law enforcement agency, then perhaps you can go into that field. But, you know, for the most part, I think when you leave the military, you have to turn a switch off because you know that you're leaving something that you're not going to really be able to take everything from and put it or apply it towards the civilian sector unless it is law enforcement maybe or investigation or perhaps some type of clerical position that would give you that type of that job that would, you know, allow you to transfer some of that information to. One other concern or issue was anything that you had in the military, you could apply it towards college credits. And I know that a lot of the stuff that I had in the military was not able to be credited towards me because it was considered classified. So for the most part, depending on what job you have, if it was a good job in the military, you can actually transfer that training into some type of college curriculum.
You're listening to Newsmakers. Today, we're talking about educational and employment opportunities for veterans in the La Crosse area. My guests today are Rick Larson. He's a local veterans employment representative at the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and Office of Veterans Services. He's also joined by Jim Gaussman, La Crosse County Veterans Service Officer, Jackie Helgeson, she's a Western Technical College Veterans Certifying Official, and Chris Harnage, he's a veteran and student at WTC studying business management and marketing. Rick, do you think there are any stigmas associated with veterans who are trying to enter the workforce? Are there employers who maybe aren't reaching out to veterans as much as they should be?
Well, of course. I mean, I think with this new wave of veterans that we have, with the Guards and the Reserves being called up, it's almost touched everybody has got a cousin or a brother or a sister or a mother or a father that's been affected by this war. So more people know about military training now. We have employers that are afraid of hiring someone that's still in the Guard or Reserves because they could be called up at any time. So that's a stigma that we have to work through. There's some employers that think the military is like Beetle Bailey, that they read in the cartoons every day. And it's not that way anymore, that we cannot think out of the box. The military has changed that. And there's a lot of highly skilled veterans getting out of the military, and they do find high-paying jobs in the market. So myself, I was a satellite tech in the military. And so when I got out, I went back to WTC for biomed electronics. And it was a easier transition for me, being I had all these transferable electronic skills. So, but some veterans don't want to do what they did in the military to civilian, so they have to get retraining. And we do encourage people to go back to school just because of the economic times. I mean, one of the most said words at a grocery store now is, "Will that be paper or plastic, sir?" And I mean, and that happens, and college veterans are finding those types of jobs also just to be able to survive. So it is tough out there.
And Jim?
The transition doesn't last forever. If you look back historically, veterans have a higher education level, higher income level, higher level of home ownership. There's no reason for that stigma. But, you know, I'm a Vietnam vet, and there were issues with that war. Nobody liked it, those of us who fought it and those of us who were back here protesting it. It's hard to get past those things. And, you know, a lot of the Iraq war went on for a long time. Afghanistan is still happening. That's tough for older vets to deal with. But, you know, it is a period of transition, and if there are problems, you know, the unemployment is 13% per vet for vets. That means 87% are working and or in school and or being productive. And we spend a lot of time, effort, and money working on those who need some help in that transition.
So what do you think it'll take to break that stigma and to encourage more employers to reach out to veterans? I mean, Rick, you mentioned a few different laws that are within the legislature and in Congress. I mean, will it take laws, or does it just take conversations with people just to have a more open mind?
I think if they would hire one veteran and see how fine they work out, they would hire more. But we do have veteran-friendly companies here. So, you know, there are veterans finding jobs. I would be blowing smoke if I told you every veteran that walked through my door that wanted a job, I could find them one. We find that it's not the most qualified that gets the job sometimes. It's the ones that are most prepared, that has the good resume, has the good cover letter, has good social skills, that can do the interviews. So that's what we try to teach our veterans that are coming through our door looking for employment.
And Chris, you mentioned before the interview that things have become a little more easier as far as getting your resume together and I mean, different online components.
One thing I have to do is always make sure my resume is up to date, no matter what, because you never know when you want to turn it in for a particular job that you'd like to apply for. At the same time, you really want to be prepared and be readily available for at a moment's notice to get called up, you know, to go and see someone about a potential position. You know, as Rick mentioned also, the assistance is available. You can always go online, look at the usajobs.com. You can also put your resume out there and link it in with other, you know, resumes or for a network support system. And someone eventually will, you know, tag and perhaps give you a call. So.
And there are job fairs that occur across the state. Are those successful? Job fairs for veterans, I should say.
Oh, there's been 14 veterans job fairs here in the state this year. And we had one in La Crosse in October, and it was very successful. We had 32 employers come in, service providers come in. We had 180 veterans come in. Some were hired on the spot. Other ones, the wave of the future now is to put your resume online, and so you really don't have that face-to-face interview right away. So, but I can tell you the top five jobs that veterans are getting when they get out is information technology specialist, working IT, technology, police officer, math or science teacher, having their own business. There's a big wave now of working with SCORE that a veteran can start their own business. And that's number four, or civilian public service. So that's the top five jobs that veterans are getting when they get out.
And Chris?
I know I currently had a business plan out there, and I was looking at some of the information available through the Small Business Administration. So loans are readily available for veterans to start up their own businesses.
And Jackie, did you want to add something?
Well, I was just going to say, back when you were addressing, when you were talking with Rick about, you know, what the skills that they bring, a lot of times I see, you know, I'll have, the veteran will come in with their military transcript, and they could be a, you know, they maybe were an LPN in the service, but that that LPN is not something that they can use in the state of Wisconsin. They have
to go through a
whole
LPN?
Licensed practical nurse. So they have to go through a whole certification process, retraining to do something if they decide they want to stay in the occupation that they had in the service. So I think that's a gap. And I think that, you know, I think people should really be aware of that, and there should be some kind of focus where we should be, you know, advocating for some change there, that those when they come out with as a nurse or a registered nurse or an LPN or a paramedic, they shouldn't have to go and be retrained just to meet those certification requirements. I mean, I think that's a big issue.
And Jackie, can you also talk about how WTC and maybe some of the other colleges and universities in the areas, how they interact with employers and how they, you know, once a veteran is finished with school, help them get into the workforce?
Well, we have actually, we're going to be starting a new kind of a program for our veterans on our campus. It's an appreciation night at the end of the semester for graduating veterans, where we're going to actually give scholarships or we're looking to give them job-seeking stipends to help with just that process. We have worked a lot with LHI. We've talked about creating internships and different programs specifically for veterans. And actually, I talked earlier about the Facebook application we have. That is also going to be connected to employers. So employers are going to be added as moderators, and they're going to be able to go in and talk to the veterans that are using that application. So that was one of the big the things that I thought was very important, just because of the fact that, you know, our OEF, OIF veterans, they're struggling. They're just not finding jobs. It's really something that we need to connect them and get the employers active. So we're doing that. I know other colleges are doing they have other initiatives and trying other things. But I think also just we participated in the Veterans Job Fair that Rick hosted. We not only brought our jobs that we had available, but we brought information about maybe, you know, how they could get their enhance their skills or move on. I think a key thing for our veterans, also for the educational institutions, is to have people trained on your campus that know how to evaluate those military transcripts. Because, you know, we have a whole process in place now, but before it was an issue because they didn't know what the terminology was. And if you're giving it to a faculty member that has no idea what something means, how can they possibly evaluate that and say that this training meets the competencies of their course? So we're really closing that gap. We're part of the SOC consortium, which is the Service Opportunity Colleges, and we're also we abide by the ACE guide for military transfer credit, and I believe UWL and Viterbo do as well. So, you know, that's something that I think that all of our colleges need to really, really make sure that they're getting all the credit that they deserve for all of their training and experience.
Is there anything else that any of you want to talk about? We can even go across the line in regards to education and employment for veterans in the La Crosse area. Jim, do you want to go first?
Well, I always encourage veterans whenever, but preferably sooner than later, to use those educational benefits. I was the first in my family to get a bachelor's degree, and I really don't think I'd have one had I not gotten drafted and had some educational benefits available when I got out the first time.
And what did you get your degree in?
I have a degree in psychology and English, and both are very handy in my occupation.
And Rick, is there anything else you would like to talk about?
Just that if you are needing employment, please stop in at the job center in La Crosse, and we will help you all we can. The big thing for veterans is their resume. They talk a lot of military lingo, and not necessarily is the civilian counterpart or employer know what that is. So just like the ACE catalog and stuff like that, we tell them they have to go back to grade school and learn proper English and get rid of the acronyms to really be able to express what their skills and abilities are on a piece of paper to get that interview. So we will help them do that.
Our employers, can they also come to you if they have any questions regarding hiring veterans or if they want to reach out more?
Definitely, and they do. They will call me saying they're looking specifically for a veteran to fill a certain position, and we try to do that as much as we can.
And Chris, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think when a veteran transitions out of the military, they should start working right away on what they want to do. Plan, don't wait too long, but start planning for what they want to do or what they want to go into. And if you do have Montgomery GI Bill benefits, you have a 10-year window to apply for those benefits and to take them. After that 10-year period, you lost everything you put into it, and that's really a shame. So if veterans have that option to go to school to receive some type of formal training or education, they need to go ahead and jump on that right away.
And Jackie, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I guess I would like to just say that I think that, you know, I really hope that the veterans in our community don't make assumptions right away, don't make rash decisions, that they plan and that they make sure that they go, you know, even if maybe they put off education for a couple years, make sure that you don't just jump into like using the post 9/11 without going and seeing a county veteran service officer or someone that can give you an overview of what's been happening most recently, because the laws change all the time. In January this past year, they made 22 changes to the post 9/11 GI Bill and the public law. That was very complicated and so you just want to make sure that you're well informed. And I say, you know, make sure that you do that research before you jump into.
Jackie Helgeson is Western Technical College's Veterans Certifying Official. Chris Harnage is an Army veteran and student at WTC. Jim Gaussman is La Crosse County's Veterans Services Officer. And Rick Larson, he's the local Veterans Employment Representative at the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and Office of Veterans Services. He also served in the Army for 24 years. Just today, the U.S. Senate passed legislation that would give tax breaks to businesses that hire veterans. President Obama said in a press release that no veteran who fought for the nation should have to fight for a job when they come home. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives. Also, Wisconsin State Representative Republican Evan Wynn has introduced four bills relating to veterans. One would give tax credits to businesses that hire disabled vets. And one bill would allow state agencies to give disabled veterans preference for a job. Two other bills have to do with obtaining professional licenses. Hearings for the bills have not yet been scheduled. Next week on Newsmakers, we'll look at other issues veterans deal with when returning home. After facing matters of life or death on a daily basis, many suffer from physical, mental, and social issues as a result of serving overseas. We'll talk with veterans and people working with them to help them. That's on next week's Newsmakers. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. And also, Newsmakers is now on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to archives, a behind-the-scenes look, and more. Follow us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.